Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Shaiwitz, and today we'll be studying Zechariah Perchet, Chapter 8. Now, we were in the middle of a story, so I wanted to kind of go back and talk about what we mentioned in Perek Zion, the previous Perek, to lead us in. So if you remember, Perek Zion took place, it was a dated chapter, and it took place in the fourth year of Darius, the fourth year of Melech Daryavesh, and this is in the time, again, of the return to Tzion, and the Jews are really right in the middle of the building of the second Beit HaMikdash. So they were able to resume in the second year of Darius, and that was also a response to the prophecies of Haggai and the earlier prophecies of Zechariah, and they were able to resume the building, and not just they were given permission, but they also had the energy to go forward and to resume the building of the Beit HaMikdash. And we also know that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be completed in the sixth year of the reign of Darius. So since this happens in the fourth year, that means that we are really right in the middle of the process. And a group of Jews came to Zechariah and asked, so should we still be fasting on Tisha B'Av? If we are really in earnest in the building of the Beit HaMikdash, is it necessary for us still to fast on Tisha B'Av? And Zechariah responded by giving some rebuke. He said, you're making a mistake. Meaning you're asking the wrong question. Speaking for Hashem, did I actually ask you to fast? Hashem never asked the people to fast. And here again, he sounds similar to the nevuot of Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel. I never asked you to do all of these external things. What I asked you to do is tzedek u'mishpat. I asked you to treat people justly. I asked you to have rachamim on people, to have treat people with mercy. And because you didn't do that, that's why all the bad things have happened to you. So getting stuck on the fast is actually a mistake. It's asking the wrong question. Now, I'm going to note again, though, that Zechariah still hasn't answered the question. They came with a halachic question, but Zechariah hasn't answered it. So we're going to pick up right here. And this is the continuation of this very lengthy answer from Zechariah. And Zechariah is going to start with some beautiful, beautiful descriptions of redemption. So Vayhi, this is Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi Devar Hashem Tzvakot Lemor. These are the words of Hashem that he spoke to me. Pasuk Bet. Komar Hashem Tzvakot. And that's something that's going to keep coming up. These are promises that Hashem made. And I want you to note here that Hashem is saying, I have already done this. Kaneti l'tzion kina gdola, v'chima gdola kaneti la. I have been zealous, a great amount of zealotry and anger on behalf of Yisrael. So this actually, we saw some of these words at the beginning of the book of Zechariah. He's coming back to this. And Hashem is saying, I am already active, right? It's not, things are, you know, note all the amazing things that are happening around you. I've already been zealous on behalf of Yisrael. Pasuk Dalid, and this is, I think, one of the famous images of Zechariah. Ko Amar Hashem Tzvako, we have those words again, the promises of Ko, this is what Hashem said. Od Yeshvu Zekinim Uzekinot Berachovot Yushalayim V'ish Mishanto Biyado Meirov Yamim. Once again, elderly people will be sitting in the streets of Jerusalem, and each person will be leaning on their staff, and they're holding that stick because they need it because of age. But once again, the city will be filled with elderly people. Urechovot ha'ir yimalu yiladim uyiladot misachakim berechovotaha. And the streets of the city will be filled with young children, boys and girls who are playing in the streets. So first of all, I've noticed that this pasuk is sometimes you can see it on a park bench in Jerusalem, kind of, I think, underscoring for us that this has come true. The streets of Jerusalem are filled with people, older people, younger people, the mixing of all the generations. And I think this is a sign of security. This is a sign of prosperity. This is a sign of joy in all the people who have come back. For people who were in Israel in the immediate aftermath of October 7th, people describe the streets of Jerusalem as empty. And we can see this is the image. This image is the flip side, where in a time of safety, in a time of prosperity, in a time of, you know, all these blessings, that's when we see the streets of Jerusalem, the streets of Israel, as we always want them to be. And as they are returning to once again, but which is filled with older people, younger people enjoying. Actually, someone, Reb Amital said that this is this vision is the vision of when kids make noise in shul. And like lots of times people get upset and they say, no, you shouldn't make noise. He said, having kids making noise in shul and having older people shushing them, that is the vision of, you know, all the generations coming together. Then we get, if you look at Pasuk Zion, verse 7, Kol Amar Shem Tzvakot, another blessing prophesied with these same words. So said Hashem, Hineni Moshiya et Ami Me'eretz Mizrach Me'eretz Mavo Hashemesh. Hashem says also, I'm going to rescue my people from the east, from the lands of the west. I'm going to bring them back. Pasuk Chet Veheveti Otam. I'm going to bring them. V'shachnu B'toch Yushalayim. I will bring all these people back into Jerusalem. V'hayu Li La'am. They will be for me as a nation. V'ani Eyelahem Elokim. And I will be their God. Be'emet U'Bitzdaka. In justice and in kindness. We have here, I think, in these few psukim that we just, these eight psukim that we just saw, Hashem is underscoring this process of redemption. It has already begun, right? Kano kaneti l'tzion kin agdalai, I've already been zealous on behalf of Jerusalem. It's already unfolding, but there's even more that will unfold. Ultimately, all the generations will be able to sit in the streets, and ultimately, people from all over will be returned back to Yerushalayim and to Israel, but we are in the middle of this Geula process. And as we continue in the Psukim with Pasuk Tet, verse 9, the Navi gives the people Chizuk, and he says, Ko amar Shem Tzvakot, so says Hashem, Techazkena Yadechem, you should strengthen, take courage, strengthen your hand. All of you, Ashomim b'yamim ha'ela, et ha'dvarim ha'ela v'pien nevi'im, asher b'yom yusad beit Hashem tzvakot ha'ichali banot. Remember all the words that you heard from the nevi'im. First of all, that was Zechariah and also Haggai. On the day that the rebuilding, the foundation was laid for the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. And he says, you should take strength because the prophecies, he continues with this from verses 9 to 13, all the prophecies that I made, that the Nevi'im came and they said to the people, if you build the Beit HaMikdash, all these good things are going to happen, meaning financial prosperity. They were coming in a time of poverty. The Nevi'im promised them that once they build the Beit HaMikdash in earnest, they will thrive and they will the time will become much more prosperous. He says this has already happened, and so he ends that section by saying, "Keep going. I'm going to continue to help you. I will be." This is verse 13, Yud Gimel. Vahaya kasher hayitem klala bagoyim beit Yuda beit Yisrael kein oshia trem vahitem bracha. And he says, the way that you used to be a curse in all the nations, they would say, oh, like that downtrodden nation, like B'nai Israel, now you're going to end up being a blessing. And he tells them, Al tiru, don't be afraid, techazkena yadechem. Keep your hands strengthened. Keep going in this process of geula. But then Zechariah continues in Tet Zion, verse 16, and he comes back to his point, the point that we saw in chapter 7, and he says, but if we want this process to continue, this is what we need to do. Eila hadvarim asher tasu. And there's actually a list. These are the things that God wants of you. Dibru emet ish et re'ehu. Speak to each other in a straightforward, truthful way. Next, emet u'mishpat shalom shivtu b'shareichem. Judge in your cities a justice that is emet, it's truthful, and also mishpat shalom. It's the type of justice that brings towards peace, where people are working to create peace within their communities. Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'ish et ra'at re'ehu al tachshavu b'levavchem. Don't think badly, like on behalf of other people, meaning don't intend for bad things to happen to other people. Hope for the best for everybody. U'shvat sheker al te'ahavu. Don't love or seek false promises. Ki et kol ela asher saneti, ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, these are all the things that I hate. So to review where we're at so far, Zechariah first started in this chapter saying, we are in a process of geula. Some of these things have already happened and there is so much more to come. And recognize all the geula, that the redemption that has happened, and recognize also that we're part of a process. But then he comes back to his demand, which we already saw in Perek Zion in chapter 7. All of this is dependent on emet v'shalom. It's all dependent on how we treat each other, and that the society is a moral society where we look out for those who are invisible in society and we take care of each other. And now finally, in verses 18 and 19, Psukim Yud Chen and Yutet, we're going to come back to our original question. Vayhi davar Hashem tzvakot elai lemor. Zechariah says, these are the words Hashem said to me. Ko amar Hashem tzvakot, the language that we keep seeing, so says Hashem. Tzom harivii, v'tzom hachamishi, v'tzom hashvii, v'tzom haasiri, yiyya lebeit Yehuda l'sason l'simcha ulemoadim tovim v'haemet v'hashalom ahavu. So says Hashem. Now we're getting to the fast. Now they had asked, remember, about Tisha B'Av, which is Tzom HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month, which is, since we count from Nisan, so Tzom HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month, Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz Av, so the fifth month is the fast of Av. But here, Zechariah includes all the other fasts that are connected to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, including Shivasar B'Tammuz, Asar B'Tevet, Tisha B'Av, and even Tzom Gedalia, which happens after, in the killing of Gedalia, which caused ultimately the Jewish people who were left in Israel after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash to leave. So he ultimately says all of these, so now Zechariah addresses the fast, and he says all of these fasts will ultimately be for Beit Yehuda, for the people of Yehuda, the people of Judah, days of joy. But there's a condition, here we come back, v'hashalom, v'ha'amet, v'hashalom, ahavu. This will only happen if these demands, the type of life, the core values that I'm asking you to live by, if that is the way that the community is built. Now, most of the Parshanim understand this to mean that Zechariah is actually answering the question in a way, and he's saying, again, you're asking the wrong question, right? The question about the fast is really a peripheral question. The real question is whether we have built a society that is built on emet v'shalom, truth and peace. Is it a society that's built on truth and kindness? Now, it seems in this way that he's been encouraging them, yes, we are in that process. We're part of that geula process. The society, we have listened to the prophets, which is a unusual occurrence if you've been learning all of Nevi'im. And yet, we're not there yet. The condition, we will ultimately see this full geula, the full redemption. We've seen partial redemption, but we will see the full redemption when it is emet and when we fully can create a society based on emet and shalom. Rav Meidan actually says that when it says that these days, these fast days, will return to be days of joy, he says actually some of these days that were fast days were originally days that were meant to be days of joys. Like, for example, Tisha B'Av is not only the day that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, but according to the Gemara, that was the day that the spies came back from touring the land of Israel for 40 days. And that would have been a potentially day of joy if they had come back and said, it's amazing, let's go. But history took a devastating turn when they came back and they said, we can't do it. Also, Shivasar B'Tammuz was the day that originally, even before it became the day of the breach within the walls of Jerusalem, but Shivasar B'Tammuz was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he broke the luchot when he saw the eagle. But that day had also had the potential, had the people not built the golden calf, then it could have been the day of accepting Moshe back with the Torah. So Rabbi Meidan says, it's not just that we'll stop fasting, but the goal ultimately is that these days can return to be days of joy. The parak ends with beautiful nivuot that are not just particular to Am Yisrael, but also universal nivuot about all the other nations ultimately in the full process of redemption coming back to seek out Hashem in Pasuk Chav Aleph 21, V'hochu Yoshvei Achat El Achat, Lemor, one inhabitants of one city will come to inhabitants of another city. And here we're talking about people from all different nations. And what will they say? Nilcha Haloch L'chalot Et Pnei Hashem, we'll go and we'll seek out Hashem, v'levakesh et Hashem tzvakot, elcha gam ani. And he says, oh, and to seek out Hashem. And then the person he approached said, how should I go? How should I go find Hashem? Says, I'm going to go too. And uba'u amim rabim v'goyim atzumim l'vakesh et Hashem tzvakot b'Yerushalayim. All these other nations will come to seek out Hashem in Yerushalayim v'lechalot et pnei Hashem, and to look for and to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. This is the ultimate expression of geula. It's a geula that's not limited only to Am Yisrael, but at the end of the process, our hope always is in a universal recognition of Hashem and a building of a moral society. So just to review, we started this unit of Parakim Zayin and Chet, chapter 7 and 8, with a question of the people seeking out from Zechariah, hey, we're in the middle of the process of building the Beit HaMikdash, so do we still fast? Should we still be seeking out these fasts? Should we still spend our time fasting if we're already in the middle of this process? And Zechariah really turned it on its head by saying to them, fasting is really just a means to an end. Fasting is something that we do to remind ourselves to build a moral society. And if we can, don't focus as, yes, fast, but our focus has to be not on the externals only, but on what the externals are meant to motivate, which is building a society of emet, of truth, and a society of shalom, a society of peace. So continue to fast. That's true. We haven't reached the ultimate geula, redemption, yet, but we are in the process, and the thing that will get us there is building that type of society. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat, Gilbert Carcenti, Menachem Mendel, Ben Saud.